Aaron Bracha says, the Malachi Asheris ask Hashem from the first year of Chorev Tafshinai and Tes, Derech Hashem. The Malachi Asheris ask Hashem because there's an implication that Hashem treats Bnei Yisrael differently, because we say, Yisro Hashem Pono Veilecha. Hashem no say ponim, so the Malachim asks Hashem, can it be that Hashem does no say ponim? No ponim means he looks aside. He's tolerant. Murray claims that it, when he's tolerant of himself, this current is tolerant to things we do. So that's the two stations of Hashem's judgment is, we wouldn't care if Hashem would be unfair to good. It wouldn't bother us so much. But the Mesil Sasharim is bothered by it. And the Mesil Sasharim is bothered by it. And then the Mesil Sasharim asks, how does it fit into the rule of fairness, Midas HaRachamim? How does Midas HaRachamim fit into Hashem being fair? And he explains that Rachamim has to be earned. It's not just a freebie. There are no freebies. Now, Derech Hashem is going to go beyond the Mesil Sisharim. It's the same person, by the way. Derech Hashem is going to go beyond that and explain that sometimes Hashem does things that are inexplicable and does overrule this system that he's now describing. There's another paragraph at all. And, we don't mind, because it's only to good. It's only to be, to have more rachamim. But it's for the greater good, the Derech Hashem explains. It's for a greater good, as we'll see. And it's, again, we're way before understanding anything. We don't even, because we deal with bad things happening. We don't have any cashes on Hashem. Ah, why did I win the lottery? It's not fair. You never heard anybody say that. Maybe you don't know anybody that won the lottery, but you say, ugh, my children give me such nachas. It's terrible. It's not fair. We don't, but the question is the same. It's the same question. And the truth is, as the first step is, we don't really understand Darkei Hashem. Okay, but we're learning Derech Hashem, and we want to have the insight that the Ram, if we wanted to throw up our hands and say, it's not for us to understand anything, then we really wouldn't be learning this Sefer at all. So we want to have some insight into the mechanics of Hashem's rule over the world. Okay, so he says 90% of the time rules fear and judgment and the rule of law. I don't mean rule of law as midas hadin, as opposed to midas harachamim. I mean even-handed, no favoritism, everybody gets treated a certain way. We don't know, as the Rambam says very famously, we don't know the weight of a mitzvah or the weight of an avera. So we really have no... We have to accept all these things on faith. We don't know. I could have done something yesterday which to me was inconsequential. Someone asked me, let's say, this didn't happen. Someone could have asked me what time it is, and I was in a huge rush, but I stopped and told them what time it is. And Hashem, that may weigh more than I shuckled a whole lot in Shmona Esrei yesterday. We don't know. Hashem looks in the heart. Hashem looks very deep. If one of my main yetzeras is patience, and not caring enough about someone else, but I love to daven, so then my shuckling is not worth that much by Hashem. but my stopping to tell someone what time it is worth an awful lot. So we don't have Hashem's scales. So everything we're told by the Ramchal, we have to take on belief, because we have no way. We don't have Hashem's scales. So anyway, we don't really know. And some people would feel, and I've heard this expressed, and I'm not so sure it's not correct, that if anyway we can't, if at the end of the day we don't understand what Hashem is doing, and we don't understand the Holocaust, and we don't understand why we are back in Eretz Yisrael, you know, after such a long gulus. We know Mashiach didn't come yet, but what's happening now is really beyond unbelievable if we would stop and think about it. So anyway, we don't know. And things happen every day. Tragedies happen every day. And good things happen to people every day. And so if at the end of the day we don't know why anything happens anyway, is there a point to learning Baruch Hashem? And like, is there a point? So I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. If some people would say no, and they wouldn't come to this class, because I mean, maybe they love listening to my voice. So. It's a difficult question, and nowadays, if you go to a gadol, I was discussing this with my sister, who recently lost her husband. It wasn't tragic. They were married almost 50 years. We realized in talking that her husband was basically the same age as my father was when my father, Oliver Shalom, passed away. And none of us considered that a tragic death. He was in his late 70s. But, you know, we'd like everybody to live longer. But it was tragic. And it was a natural death. It wasn't like a car accident or someone killed him. It was natural. So you say, like, you know, why did this happen? And you go around to people, and the children were very affected by it. My sister's children, my nephews and nieces. And then something else happened, and there was another stillborn, and there was a stillborn in the family from a niece of mine, and everything, like, and then someone else's father died, and you know, they start going, you wonder why things happen. But look, nowadays my experience is that the gedolim that you go to tell you that we really can't know why things happen, and we just have to, what I call, tighten the screws. You just have to, everybody has room for improvement in their lives. Everybody. If you don't, then please raise your hand. I want to get to know you better. Everybody has room for improvement. If you start thinking about, you know, how do I bench, and how do I daven, and how do I talk Lashon Hara, and am I honest, and do I do chesed enough that I can, and, you know, the whole gamut of life, everybody can improve. So you'll get an answer just to improve, to work on improvement. And why did this happen? We can't know. So I, Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem's trying to tell us something, because Ramchal says that's one of the methods of Hashem's judgment, that it's Mida Keneged Mida. But nowadays, I see, no matter who you go to, that everybody is discouraged from trying to figure out, like, why it happened. Like, you go to Chaim Kanievsky, he tells us, I mean, but also like almost like a segula, not that he's saying this is the reason it happened. He just says, you know, do this and do that. So I don't know. So it's so.
What does he say?
He says different things to different people. Sometimes he'll tell a person to grow a beard. Sometimes, instead of shaving. Right? And sometimes he'll tell a person to, Gamliel tells people to make sure you daven with a minyan three times a day, and you know, The idea is to, what I call, tighten the screws. And I tell that to people too. There's foolish people who come to me and ask me why something happened. So at least I'm in good company with the gadolim. I say, I don't know. So, but people want to know, and you feel, so like, what's the point of learning this? So, I don't know. What I get out of it, I mean, if you don't want to learn it, we won't. We'll go back to Shara B'tachan, if I was alone. But the Ramchal knew these things. He's not writing a popular philosophy book that he's not making up things. Ramchal had insight into Kabbalah. He had Malachim visiting him. It was known, and he had insight. And to me, it helps our emunah in Hashgacha Pratis. As long as we keep in mind that we can't ever know why something is happening. But, you know, he lays down the rules and he tells us, well, sometimes it'll be like this and sometimes it'll be like that. But then, you know, again, it's like something horribly tragic happens and you go, well, what happened to all the chesed and all the rachamim and all the, well, you have the Holocaust, like people went out of their minds, literally and religiously. People went out of their minds. And then other people said, well, it's the Farish and the Chumash that it's going to happen. And Klal Yisrael was on a terrible downward slide, and it was predicted by the Chumash. Some people, it was Mechazik their Amunah, actually. Even though they couldn't explain specifically Tzadikim getting killed, or babies' skulls smashed against the wall. I'm sorry for talking so graphically, but we have to know what happened. So that nobody could explain that. But the Gadol, with the Ummah, with the nation, you know, so it's predicted in the Chumash. And what's happening now? We don't know, because we're certainly we're not better than the previous generation. So, okay. You know, but again, when good things happen, we don't question it. But Derek Klal, we're probably living in an age that didn't exist since the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. The shefa of wealth, the shefa of convenience, the shefa of children. Derek Klal, I'm talking. The shefa of children, the shefa of parnosa. In general, like we talk about the golden age of Spain, if you know history, that's nothing compared to the way we're living now. And it's a tremendous nisoyon also because of maestros. And it's a tremendous nisoyon because there's a lot of distractions from Avodas Hashem. So, okay, that's a different cheshbon that everything is in Sionos. So, I don't know, if anybody wants to stop learning this, so either drop out, fine, or let me know that. Because what I gain out of it, personally, but we're not learning it because I want to gain out of it. I think it's helpful. It's Mechazik Emunah. It shows you that there's a cheshbon for everything. As long as we keep in mind that Hashem is Hashem. You know, the same as, I don't know if it's famous, to Epicurus talking. So one name was Einstein, and the other's name was Bohr, I think, B-O-H-R. And Einstein very famously said, Hashem doesn't play dice with the world. They weren't talking about Hashgacha. They weren't talking about the level of events happening to people. They were talking about physics. They were talking about atoms and how light and space and atoms and molecules interact. Talking about the physical world in that sense, physics. So Einstein famously said that Hashem doesn't play dice with the world. And he meant that there's always a system and there's always a cheshbon. And this really could have ramifications philosophically too, but I don't want to go there. Because quantum physics, quantum mechanics really says that Einstein's wrong. But anyway, so Einstein says Hashem doesn't play dice with the world. Everything is always predictable, and you can make a cheshbon, and you figure it out mathematically, and you know. So the other fellow Bohr tells him, don't tell Hashem what to do. Which is a very deep, it's a good joke, but it's a very deep comment. That if you're talking about Hashem, they didn't believe in Hashem, but there's some force in the world that's obvious. you know, that's making this happen. They don't think of it as Hashem. They don't think of Har Sinai. They don't think of mitzvahs and chiyuvim and obligations and Gan Eden and Schar Va'onesh. But they all understood and saw that there's a force in the world that's making all these things happen. When you get to that level of knowledge of physics, you see that there's a system, you see that there's a planner, you see that someone is making everything happen. It's ludicrous, beyond ludicrous, to think it just happens. Anyways, it's like, don't tell Hashem what to do, which is a very deep comment, I hope. Like, which is a very deep comment. It really is the equivalent of the Ramchal's comment that we're going to learn soon. Might be next year the way I'm going, but where he says there's a system and it's mishpat and Hashem is fear, but Hashem is not bound by that system. So he's really saying what this other physicist said to Einstein: don't tell Hashem what to do. You can't really bind Hashem. You can't, you know, Ba'omek Hadvarim, you can't bind Hashem to anything. Hashem is not bound by anything. And he calls that Shalitas HaYichud, Shalitas HaMishpat and Shalitas HaYichud, meaning Hashem is singular and above all, and you can't tell Hashem what to do. So, okay. Anyway, so some people don't like learning this because it doesn't really help them when something happens. And it doesn't. I mean, in my experience and the experience of people who come talk to me and the experience of other people who things happen to, you can't really sit down and figure out why specifically something happened. So, but we're learning Darkei Hashem, and it's you believe the Ramchal, and you understand that the Ramchal had insight into Darkei Hashem, and he called his Sefer Derech Hashem. So it gives you, it's mechaper emuna that everything that happened is a